Welcome to day one. The chakra system is thought to have originated in India over 4,000 years ago from the yogic practice of the ancient Brahmins. At once physical and spiritual, chakras are processing stations for the bioenergetic energy flowing through and around your body. Chakra, the Sanskrit word for wheel, describes the spinning, vortex-like quality of these extraordinary wheels of light. The seven major chakras we explore in this course emanate from the major nerve ganglia branching forward from your spine. You also have secondary chakras in the palms of your hands, fingertips, shoulders, and the soles of your feet. Your major chakras link to important glands, organs, systems, and other significant parts of your body. The vitality of your chakras is depleted by stress or trauma. Meditating with them is a simple way to restore their balance. In Hindu philosophy, each of your major chakras represent different levels of personal and spiritual evolvement. Like windows on your inner life, they shine a light on your psychological makeup. Together, your chakras form one interconnecting system through which life force energy flows in two directions: an upward liberating flow and a downward manifesting flow. The individual health of each chakra affects the development of the other chakras. If you're new to the chakras and it seems there's a lot of information to take in, don't worry. You'll be given frequent reminders throughout the course about the basic principles and characteristics of these energy centers and their relevance in your everyday life. Bear in mind that the chakra system isn't a science. There are different interpretations of the chakras and their stages of development. It's not necessary to study each chakra in depth or adopt a new belief system in order to benefit from giving them your attention. Taken at a purely physical level, your seven major chakras are located in significant areas in your body where sensations and emotions naturally arise from time to time. You may, for instance, get butterflies in the pit of your abdomen when something doesn't feel right, an emptiness in your solar plexus when you doubt yourself, a pain in your heart when you lose someone you love, or a tightness in your throat when you are nervous about speaking. Let's take a step back now to look at how your chakras fit into the bigger scheme of things. Your body is the most amazing biofeedback organism. Having slowly evolved over millions of years from its origins in single-cell amoebic life form to the complex structure it takes today, your physical body is made up of a network of interconnecting systems whose primary function is for you to survive and thrive. Your body and mind form an integral whole that is organized through neural pathways, biochemical release, and cellular memory. It possesses an innate intelligence, holding a vast storehouse of information about your life's experiences. Underpinning your physiology, there exists a much finer, more subtle network of pathways and processing stations through which life force runs. Life force is the bioenergetic energy flowing through and around all living organisms that has been described as one continuous communicating field connecting everything. Your body organizes this vital life force through a subtle energy system that forms the foundation of your health and well-being. Your chakras play a major role in this system. So, what is subtle energy? At its most basic level, physics tells us that all life consists of energy vibrating at different frequencies. You yourself constantly take in, process, and generate life force energy. This life force, or subtle energy as it's called, extends beyond the boundaries of your physical body in an aura that can be seen by some sensitives as a colored field of light. And your body's subtle energy system exists within a much larger energetic structure, the universe. You are a vibrational organism interacting with a vibrational world. What's so exciting about working with your chakras is that they are the very interface between your physical body, your subtle energy body, and the universal life force around you. When you meditate with your chakras, every aspect of you is affected. Our meditation exercise today familiarizes you with the location of each major chakra. This is a sensory exercise. There's no need to try hard or create a mental picture. Just sense down to the location I guide you to and direct your breath in and out of that place. Most people find they are able to feel some chakras more than others. This is completely normal. As you revisit these energy centers, you'll find it easier to tune in with them. Bear in mind that by taking your awareness to connect with each of your chakras in turn, you are merely stimulating them to rebalance of their own accord. Trust that they know how to do this. Before we start our meditation, take a few moments to get comfortable. Sitting upright or lying down if you prefer. Uncrossing your arms and your legs. When you are ready, allow your eyes to comfortably close. Breathe out down the full length of your body, through your open mouth if you like. As you do so, allow your body to soften and release what it's been carrying. Let it flow out and away. In your own time, take your awareness down to where your body is making contact with the surface beneath it. Give more of your weight to its support. Become aware of the sensation as air enters your nostrils and leaves. Notice the movements your body makes as you breathe. The expansion of the in-breath the release of the out. Notice your breathing in from the space around you. And out into it. Allow your breath to slow and lengthen. As you do so, allow your mind to sit back. In your own time, take your awareness down to your sitting bones at the base of your spine, where the weight of your body rests. The location of your first chakra. Breathe with this center. Leaving your first chakra, move your awareness up to your lower abdomen, 2 or 3 inches below your navel, the location of your second chakra. Breathe with this center. Leaving your second chakra, move your awareness up to below your breastbone, the location of your third chakra. Breathe with this center. Leaving your third chakra, move your awareness up to the center of your chest, the location of your fourth chakra. And breathe with this center. Leaving your fourth chakra, move your awareness up to your throat, the location of your fifth chakra. and breathe with this center. Leaving your fifth chakra, move your awareness up to your brow, between your eyebrows, the location of your sixth chakra. Breathe with this center. Leaving your sixth chakra, move your awareness up to the top of your head, in the center, the location of your seventh chakra. Breathe with this center. In your own time, leaving your seventh chakra, come back to the sensation as air enters and leaves your nostrils. And the movements your body makes as you breathe. Notice you're here in this moment. Notice the steady support directly beneath you. And when you're ready, you can draw this meditation to a close. Take a few moments to notice and be with how you feel. I hope you've enjoyed today's session. Tomorrow we'll learn about your first chakra and explore the significant role it plays in your life.